Welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you have a program of folk music ahead of you. If you stick around, you'll hear music from Canada, or should I say Newfoundland, to be more specific. They still have their doubts about loyalty to the Federation. But anyway, a featured album from the group called Figgy Duff, who were very definitely a Newfoundland band. We'll start the program with two tracks from Kevin Burke, great Irish fiddle player, resident in the United States since he was about 18, 19, and Jed Foley, and we've heard Jed Foley on the program many times. The album is called In Tandem. We'll hear a track called The Long Acre, which will include that tune and one of Cuz Tien's tunes as well. Then we'll follow it with Johnny Todd, and I'll bet you'll recognise Johnny Todd.
Thank you. Johnny taught his ten an ocean for to sail across the sea, and has left his own dear genie weeping on the green a key. Weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green a key. Johnny has gone in search of riches, for Australia he is bound, and some in his canvas breeches for to sail the world around. Weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green a key. Night she's waited for a ship out on the quay. Dreams may tell her she's forsaken, but she still can hear him say, weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green. And early in the springtime of the year, she spied a ship out on the ocean, bringing Johnny to his dear. Weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green a key.
I suppose there are prettier parts of Scotland than Greenock. But if he wants to get married there, good on you, Johnny Todd. Before that, the instrumental set, The Long Acre, and Cuz Teehan's, otherwise known as Terry Teehan's. And you did recognise Johnny Todd. If you're an old geezer like me, you might recognise it as the theme to the old BBC series Z Cars. Fictional radio call signs Z Victor 1, Z Victor 2. And I didn't refer to the cars they were driving, which were the typical police cars of the time, the Ford Zephyr and the Ford Zodiac. You need to know these things. Another Johnny now. This time, this is Johnny Brown, and he's from the other side of the Atlantic, from the Gullah Geechee people, African-Americans who settled in the, I suppose, the lower Atlantic states, you'd call them, the Carolinas, Georgia, that area. After the Civil War, after they were granted their freedom, a lot of African Americans who had been slaves settled in that part of the United States. Someone of Gullah Geechee heritage is Michelle Obama. I didn't realise that until I read this. But here's wonderful Ronnie Arbo and a group, Daisy Mayhem, with a song about Johnny Brown. They didn't write it. It's an old song, Little Johnny Brown. And you'll hear the word comfort used. And the comfort is like a comforter or a blanket. Put the comfort on the ground and that sort of thing. So a blanket. And then an instrumental called Fold River, which is very pretty. Fall River. Andrew Kinsey composed that, and he was the banjo player in that band called Daisy Mayhem. Before that, we heard Rani Arbo taking the lead from another track from that same album. Little Johnny Brown, a traditional song from the Gullah Geechee people of, I think, South Carolina. Interesting album, Some Bright Morning. They put out a few albums, Daisy Mayhem. They also performed as, what was it called, Salamander Crossing, which is another weird outfit. But sort of, you know, roots, folk, interesting stuff. Next, a track that I've played a few times on the program. I do like it. I haven't played it for a while, according to my records. It's called Penny for the Plowboys. English group, Frog on a Bike.
At the turn of the year, when the fields were brown, in the days when I was young, corn in the barn, frost on the ground, never a green shoot sprung. And the ploughman came with the hobnail boots, the molly danced rich and slow. The magical plays and songs of the land, they bade the corn to grow. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, sweep the plough till the year comes round again. The wind did howl, the sun did shine, and the rain from heaven did fall. And little Sir John put up his head, soon grew amazing tall. The corn was ripened, harvesters came, and the barns and the breweries rang. When all was safely gathered in, they raised their voice and sang. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. A year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round again. Now the seasons are all changed round, slaves of the great machines. Fields are ploughed in the high summertime, by the turn of the year they're green. Gone are the trades, horses and families, the fall of the seasons along. The pubs now close, cause they can't resound to a fiddle or a country song. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, the pound till the year turns round again. The strength in the plays, stories and songs that lasted a thousand years. Strength in the barley, malt and hops, brewed into country beers. With the spring in the step, the old straw bear makes the dancers reach for the skies. When molly gangs come to speed the plough, they'll raise their voice and cry. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round again.
That tune, quite appropriately, is Speed the Plough. The song, Penny for the Ploughboys, was composed by Colin Cater, an English singer-songwriter, and it refers to Plough Monday, which traditionally was the start of the English agricultural year. It's the first Monday after Epiphany, 6th of January. See, things you learn. Folk music's interesting, isn't it? So it's not a new song. I mean, it's certainly not a traditional song, but it's been around a while, that song. The group Frog on a Bike. We heard a lot of melodeon on that one. We might hear some accordion on the next one. This is a group called Din Delon, a group formed by the Italian accordionist Andrea Capazzoli. This album is La Rosa e la Romea and Domenica. Is the track. Domenica from Din Delon, a group formed way back in 1999 by the accordionist we heard on that track, Andrea Capazzoli. Now on Come All Ye, it's time to introduce a featured album. Today's featured album is self-titled one by the Newfoundland band Figgy Duff. Figgy Duff formed way back in the mid-1970s. Noel Dinn put it together, really, and he named it after a traditional pudding, Figgy Duff. Go and look it up, cook it, and love it. The other mainstay of the group was Pamela Morgan. Noel Dinn passed away in 1993 and the band called it a day pretty soon after that, but they did reunite a few times, without him, obviously. From the first album, which came out in 1980, there are some good tracks, interesting music from its time. Some of them sound a little bit dated, but mostly they're pretty interesting. The one I'll start with is a traditional song that became popular in Newfoundland, I guess contemporaneously with its popularity growing elsewhere. So, first track from the featured album, self-titled album by Figgy Duff. It's the Greenland Disaster, otherwise known as a ceiling, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, ceiling song.
Fine young men who loved in spirits gay stood
Pamela Morgan singing The Greenland Disaster from our featured album. And I think it's probably safe to say that's the only subdued track on the album. There are some others that are quite lively. In fact, I think I'll play one. Yes, I will. That'll fix you. This is from Figgy Duff. Once again, it's an instrumental this time. You'll hear the half door, Larry's Lancer, and Mother on the Doorstep. Gentle nod to the origins of that last tune, which they called Mother on the Doorstep, but it's based on a Quebecois tune. The others in the set, Half Door and Larry's Lancer. That's Figgy Duff from the self-titled album, which is our featured album today. It's on the Dingles label, although I guess it's long out of print now, but you might be able to find it online somewhere. You're listening to Come All Ye. This is Keith Kendrick, with a song called Beulah Land, and a wittily titled album, Songs from the Derbyshire Coast. And that particular shire doesn't have a coastline.
Far away, the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. And I know the sins of earth beset on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah land. I'm living on a mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For I am dwelling in Beulah land. Far below, a storm of doubt upon my ear is beating. Songs of men in battle long the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing here can reach me in Beulah land. I'm living on a mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountain. For I am dwelling in Beulah land. By God's hand. Here the sun is always shining. Here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah land. Altogether I'm living on a mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. I'm living on the mountains underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountains that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling.
Caught by the lee, joy of my heart and light of my eye. Who is the lass that's a dear unto me? Nelly above the crow trees. Tripping through dew-spangled grass. sweetly she smiles well a pass. My bonniest, rosy-cheeked, kind-hearted lass, Nellie bobs a crow-tree. Words both tender and sweet. Yet when I waken, she's nowhere in sight. Nellie bobs a crow tree.
Song from Yorkshire called Nellie of Bobs of the Crow Trees. Nellie or Bobs or Straw Trees, Bryony Griffith and Alice Jones, with that splendid song from their album A Year Too Late and A Month Too Soon, which was a featured album on the program when it was released a couple of years ago. They were already pretty well-established solo artists before they got together to record this album, Bryony Griffith and Alice Jones, and they've gone on to record other things with other people as well. Very talented pair. And before Nelly, we went a little further south, and Keith Kendrick gave us Beulah Land from his album Songs from the Derbyshire Coast. And somewhere in Derbyshire, I believe, is the point in the United Kingdom that's the furthest from the sea. There you go. Sat on my hat. Oh, no. Blues in the Bottle. Of course, that song from Jim Queskin and the Jug Band, who were leading lights in the revival of jug band music in the States. They included in their number Maria Muldaur. She and her husband at the time, Jeff, were singers and musicians in the jug band that Jim Queskin put together. One now from the late John Dengate, who's very grateful for our friendship with the Americans.
well. We're happy little Aussies and we've lots of wealthy mates. The money they're investing here puts food upon our plates. They're mining in the temperate and in the torrid zone, because we can't be trusted to do it on our own. So thanks to the Yanks for drilling for the oil. You'll find us very grateful and you'll find us very loyal. Pray send us lots of capital and lots of expertise, and send across the CIA to keep us on our knees. Some people say uranium's too dangerous to touch. Ha! The conservation lobby's always talking double dutch. The stuff is really harmless, Lang Hancock told us that. He was too rich and clever to be talking through his hat. And thanks to the Japs, it's lovely being friends. They may have once been thoughtless, but since then they've made amends. The past is ancient history, don't go opening up old sores. Mining and investment is easier than wars. Oh, the Holden's in the garage and the beer is in the can. The house is full of plastic shit from Taiwan and Japan. The colour telly's blaring and the dinner's on the plate. And Digger's looking thoughtful, but he's 40 years too late. Our thanks to the Yanks for drilling for the oil. You'll find us very grateful and you'll find us very loyal. Pray send us lots of capital and lots of expertise, and send across the CIA to keep us on our knees.
Song that was on John Dengate's album called The Follies of Pollies, released many years ago, as you could tell. Rather dated references in there. Two tracks from the featured album, self-titled album by the Newfoundland band Figgy Duff. We've been listening to The Tinker Behind the Door, sung by Pamela Morgan, and a medley of tunes before that, some of which were quite familiar because they've been played all over the world, all over the Celtic music world mainly. Next on Come All Ye, a track from a lovely album called Keegan's Fancy, reasonably new one to me. Sam Keegan is the musician in question. He'll be playing mandola on this one, and McDara O'Fuilon will play bouzouki. We'll hear Never Was Piping So Gay and Trim the Velvet.
Thank you. Saint and the grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes. How the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly, and he labored wisely and gathered his stores for tomorrow. But as for the grasshopper, glad in the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water, his song he gave to the summer's day, singing where the dance leads, I'll follow. And then came a hard winter, nothing grew, and the cold wind blew. But the ant was safe and sound underground, carefully counting his pile around him, dividing his time until tomorrow. And then the grasshopper, blown by the north wind's fury, hungering for the easy summer, he came to the ant and said, "My brother, give me bread. Now's the dance that I must follow." "Well, why did you waste the summer? Summers don't last forever, and you're just an idle beggar, and you must pay the price. Sacrifice, you didn't heed me, and you took life easy. Now take the punishment that follows." And then the grasshopper reeled like a dry leaf falling, wheeling a dance that would last forever. Back went the ant to his nest, to work, to feed, to rest. For him there will always be tomorrow. And the grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes. How the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly, and he labored wisely, and he gathered his stores for tomorrow. But as for the grasshopper, glad in the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water, his song he gave to the summer's day, singing where the dance leads, I'll follow. Thank you.
took off in the last minute and a half, didn't it? The song is The Ant and the Grasshopper. You've heard it before on the program. Possibly not that version, but you have heard it. It was composed by Leon Rosselson, English composer and singer and guitarist, based on one of Aesop's fables, of course. Played there by and sung by Hal Parfitt Murray and Nikolai Busk from their album Music from the Edge of the World. Hal Parfitt Murray. Well, there's a bit of a story there. He grew up in Newcastle in New South Wales. English mother, Scottish father. Found himself in Denmark and married, has a few kids. Formed a group called Basco. He's been there a long time, has Hal Parfitt Murray. And I had the pleasure of meeting him in, of all places, the Orkney Folk Festival. A nice chap he is too. He was very surprised to hear an Australian accent. He doesn't get many Australian visitors in Copenhagen, but I wasn't there. I was in Orkney. So The Ant and the Grasshopper, and before that, from Sam Keegan playing mandola and his mate Macdara O'Fuelon playing bouzouki, Never Was Piping So Gay and Trim the Velvet. You are listening to Come All Ye. And if you'd like to hear the program again, it'll be available as Listen on Demand in a couple of days. And also lots of older programs are there as well, going back to 2019. That'd be right. And you find them by going to the website of this program, which is comeallye.com, or go to the website of the radio station, 2mce.org. There are a couple of buttons to press that'll take you to Listen on Demand, and there we are. Next, Dolores Cain and her then-husband, John Faulkner. Jimmy Mohelestor. Jimmy, my thousand times darling, I guess. Beautiful song. All about the woman's lover who's gone off to sea.
Been on top of shore, Jimmy, I'm Shell wire, the door is shed.
group called Collector from the Central West, indeed from Bathurst. We heard Harry Axford's Schottische, Sam Looker's Schottische, then a couple of variants of Scottish tunes. First of all, a version of The Flowers of Edinburgh, then the East Nuke of Fife from Collector's album Pumpkin and Bear, which I quite like. Bob Dylan hasn't been on the program very often lately, but here he is. He's had one too many mornings.
Down the street the dogs are barking, and the day is getting dark. As the night comes in a falling, the dogs lose their bark. And the silent night will shatter from the sounds inside my mind. Isn't one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind? From the crossroads of my doorstep, my eyes start to fade. And I turn my head back to the room where my love and I have laid. And I gaze back to the street, the sidewalk, and the sign. And I'm one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. It's a restless, hungry feeling that don't mean no one no good. When everything I'm a-saying, you can say it just as good. You're right from your side, and I am right from mine. We're both just one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind.
Up in the one of the
So from Bob Dylan and One Too Many Mornings, you're up in a war with a Laverick with the second song, Janice Burns and John Doran from a lovely album called No More the Green Hills. The Laverick is a skylark, Scottish name for a skylark, because that's the sound it makes as it's flying around in the morning. Laverick, Laverick. Not up in a war, up in a war. That would be silly. Another instrumental now, followed by a song, both from The House Band and their album October Song. This is a set of tunes for an andro being a Breton dance. One of the tunes is called La Fin du Monde, which happens to be the name of a very powerful and very delicious dark Quebecois beer. Why do I remember that? Never you mind. Then, a song composed by Cyril Tawney. Lots of versions of it. We've heard Jed Foley on the program earlier today, but here he is again. After this instrumental, he'll be singing the Grey Funnel line.
But the hardest part of a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it slips away. It's one more day on the gray. Sailor's day
Jed Foley and the House Band with The Grey Funnel Line, a song written by Cyril Tawney. And I think, from memory, the Grey Funnel Line was the Royal Navy, because their ships had grey funnels. We've had a lot of melodeons and accordions and things on the program today. Well, here's another one. This, even though the track is called Washboard, it comes to us from mid-2026 album called Accordion Man by Corey Arsenault and the Zydeco Fusion Band. Plenty of washboard there, but also a lot of accordion. Corey Arsenault and the Zydeco Fusion Band with a track called Washboard. One more, I think, from the featured album. We've got time for one more from them. This is Pamela Morgan once again singing Quand j'étais fille à l'âge 15 ans, when I was a girl of 15.
Oh,
Figgy Duff from the featured album called Figgy Duff. That was Quand j'étais fille à l'âge 15 ans. Were you singing along? I hope so. Thank you for your company today. That's it. I'm out of here. I'll leave you with some bagpipes because I know you love bagpipes. This is John D. Burgess, fine piper. This is the Swallow-Tailed Coat and Turf Lodge. Come back soon and we'll do it all again. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.